The fate of beggars, charities, and independent newspapers hangs in the balance as Tampa City Council failed to decide one way or another on a proposed ban on panhandling. Jerry Frankhauser with the Tampa Homeowners and Association of Neighborhoods just wanted solicitors off the street.
Because we're worried about the safety of the people who are walking around the neighborhoods and the neighbors who might run into them.
But street solicitor Justin Frazier said this is his only source of income.
When you make this illegal, if you do, my family will be dispersed. I'm 1,000 miles away from home. We have no one else. If you take my income away, we will be homeless within a matter of a week. And like these gentlemen are saying, there is nowhere for us to go. If you take my children away from me, which is exactly what will happen, my life will fall apart.
Another panhandler named Lewis Chatless said that while some people think panhandling can be prosperous, he only made $3 on Wednesday.
That was a bad day. I've had good days. But it is my only source of support. Without an ID, you cannot get a job. Without a residence, you cannot get an ID. And you get this little Unity card. Nobody accepts it. It's worthless. Without a home, you are so limited. Bed spaces are limited. Even if some of these shelters are not considered a legal residence. By even just saying on Sundays, I don't really believe that Sunday is any safer than any other day.
One of the main reasons cited for why the ban is needed is that the panhandlers pose a safety risk, a notion that Virginia Park resident Ed Cronin challenges.
There certainly are a few bad ones out there, but a lot of them really need this help. And if you're going to take away this form of income, what you're doing is you're basically forcing them into a taxpayer-supported institution, whether it's a jail or like what St. Petersburg did. And I don't think you've thought through the cost of this fully. I know for the police it's a very easy thing for them to go after. It's much easier and more efficient for them just to sweep everybody up and not worry about who's doing it safely, who needs the help or not. And it would certainly help folks out who think that's an aesthetic problem for the city. But again, it gets back to the root issue of, is this a widespread safety issue that requires you as the city council to take action to restrict these free economic transactions in public places that have been around for thousands of years? It's not unique to Tampa. It's not unique to this time period.
Many people are calling on Tampa City Council to take action to decrease homelessness because many of the panhandlers lining street corners are unemployed or have no home. Jason Wilson proposed a homeless task force last week, and this week asked for the council's help to create a facility for a mental health arrest diversion project.
We're continuing to look for housing and beds, and we've had a great amount of community outpouring of different ideas of where we might find a facility site at. That continues to be our number one priority, and I would call on council to help us with that. I would call on city staff to help us with that. I would call on the private community to help us with that, ideas for where we might find a facility at.
The ordinance initially would have banned panhandling altogether, but then allowed it on Sundays. But many independent newspapers rely on this form of solicitation to sell papers. So the ban was changed to allow for newspaper sales and political activity. Three separate motions contained several of these separate ideas, and council member Mike Suarez said it was important to support a clause to safeguard the entire ordinance.
Severability is the one way that we can protect ourselves as to what we actually want put into our ordinance. If we don't keep severability in there, it does revert back to other things that we may not want. I'd rather us make the decision as a council, regardless of what side it falls on for me, than to have a court tell us all where we're going to end up.
City Attorney Jim Schimberg said the clause is needed in case a portion that allows only certain kinds of solicitation is found unconstitutional, the whole ordinance would not be overturned.
We recommended something to you that we thought was the most legally defensible, and by talking about, you know, some of these severability provisions, because I understand what you're trying to say, we don't want to have one part of it struck down and then have everybody else continue to be able to do what they want, but the Sentinel now have to go out of business. That's why we said we'll come back to you immediately if that does happen, and we'll give you the options of what you can do to make sure that doesn't become a problem.
Council members Yvonne Capine, Mary Mulhern, and Frank Reddick opposed the ordinance, while Suarez, Harry Cohen, and Lisa Monteleone supported it. Council Chair Mulhern said the whole ordinance would criminalize poverty.
If we have a Supreme Court that thinks corporations are people, you know, who's going to protect these people once we start passing, you know, criminalizing solicitation and asking for money? What's the next step? We're already hearing about it. We don't want people, you know, we've been hearing about it for years, but it's getting worse because there's so many more people who don't have anywhere to go. We don't want to see these people on the streets. We don't want to see these people in the parks. We've got the police stopping people from feeding the homeless in a parking lot. This is a slippery slope, and this is a first step that I can't support.
The stalemate means the panhandling ordinance will be voted on during the morning council meeting on October 6th. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.